Namaste, my dears. Hello. Welcome to episode 76 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly, and I'm really happy to be sharing a 90-minute class with you today. We are working toward Shirshasana 1 headstand, and I'm just so glad that you're here for this practice. If you have any questions or comments, please get in touch. I'd love to hear your yoga stories. And if you'd like to see photos of this episode and all of the other episodes, plus read more about sort of my journey on the yogic path, please visit sunroseyoga.com. Namaste.
As many of you know, I've recently moved, and so I'm unpacking my house just one box at a time. And I was unpacking some books this week, and I came across Heart Steps by Julia Cameron. She is perhaps best known for writing The Artist's Way and hosting all sorts of creativity workshops and writing workshops. And it seems like every page I've opened to in this book this week has been sort of right exactly what I needed to read. So, with that in mind, I must also tell you that my husband got into a pretty bad bike accident this week where he was hit by a car. And he has no life-threatening injuries, and he has been riding his bike to work still. And much to my consternation, has not gone to the doctor yet, although the paramedics arrived on the scene and he had nothing sort of obviously wrong with him. But this has really had a big impact on me because I ride my bike everywhere too. And I've found myself feeling a little more cautious and nervous than I normally am. Normally, I feel very safe in Portland on my bike and much safer than I ever felt in Seattle. But I've been worried. And so it was great for me to open up to this page this morning that reads, "Today I live in the quiet, joyous expectation of good." I needed that. This sort of segment goes on to read, "My soul has patience and containment." I'm going to be patient through this trying time and live sort of with the quiet expectation of good. And so I already gave you a little preview of where we're going today. We're going to headstand. And I'm not trying to compare being in a car accident with doing, or a bike accident with doing headstand. But it going upside down sometimes brings up feelings of nervousness, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of looking around at everyone else, wondering, how is this all going to go down and how do I fit into it? And I want you to know, this space is a supportive environment. We are here for you. I am here for you. There is no one in this room who is judging you or critiquing any part of your practice. Everyone else in this room is just happy that you are here to support them on this journey. Remember that. Let yourself reside in that place of expectation of good. So let's come to a tall seat. A luminous seat. Let the sitting bones sort of soften into the earth. Let the base of the spine soften into the earth. And on your in-breaths, get to know the length of your spine. Notice where things lengthen easily, boldly. And then get to know those places that lengthen more quietly, more subtly. Let yourself be with the rise and the fall of the body as you are breathed. And slowly begin to bring your hands together at your heart, either palm to palm, or resting one palm on the heart and resting the other hand on top of that hand. Do what feels best for you. And with your next breath out, bow to your heart. Bow to your highest self. And slowly release the hands. And lift the face, lifting the focus. And take your time to come down to your back. And we'll bring the feet close in to the seat, bringing your feet and your knees hip width distance from each other, from themselves, their opposite partner. And we'll turn the palms to face the sky, at your sides, pressing your fingernails into the floor. And then we'll roll the feet up onto the balls of the feet, and then roll back onto your heels. And again, we'll roll up onto the balls of the feet and back onto the heels. And then slowly come to a place where the feet are flat on the floor, where you feel your weight evenly distributed between the balls, the toes, the outstep, and the heel, the center of your heel. And as you breathe in, let's arch the back, rolling onto the tailbone. And as you breathe out, press the small of your back into the floor. And as you breathe in, roll onto the tailbone, arching the back. And as you breathe out, press the small of the back into the floor. One more just like that. As you breathe in, arch the back. And as you breathe out, round the back. And this time as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor and lift the hips, feeling your low, your mid, most of your upper back from the floor coming to bridge pose. And as you breathe out, roll down one vertebra at a time. And we'll begin that whole sequence again, inhaling and arching the back, exhaling, rounding the back. Inhale, pressing the feet into the floor as you lift the hips, the low, the mid, and most of the upper back to bridge. And as you exhale, lower down nice and slow. And we'll keep moving in that way, letting your breath set the pace. Sort of letting yourself ride the wave that your breath creates through the body into this back bend and back out again. Never forcing, never hurrying. Just moving at the pace that makes sense. Moving as your body naturally moves. And you can feel free to continue moving in this way, sort of dynamically in and out of the pose. Or if it feels right to you to remain in bridge, Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, stay there a few breaths. But continue to approach this posture from that same place of non-forcing, of openness, of letting the natural rise and fall of the body inform how you stay here. Good, and then once you're sort of settling into wherever you are, begin to scan your body. Notice the feet. Notice the toes. Notice the tops of the shoulders. Notice the forearms. And then slowly on an exhalation, roll the spine. Nice and slow, nice and easy. And once you have reached earth, draw your knees toward your chest slowly. Just move the body here. Maybe rock from side to side. Maybe rock forward and back. Turn the feet to the floor, though you may wish to step them just a tiny bit wider and let your knees fall in toward one another. Now from here, we'll bring the heels of the hands to your eyebrows and let your fingertips just sort of cascade into your hair. Slowly let your fingertips move back toward the crown of the head as you walk the heels of your hands toward your hairline. And then walk the heels of your hands back. Now we'll slowly bring the soles of the feet together and let the knees splay out. Please feel free to support your knees with your blocks if this would make more sense for your body. And now we'll slowly move the hands toward the back of the head and clasp your hands behind your head and really cradle your head in your hands. You might bring your hands and your fingers down to the floor so you can really feel what it feels like to release your neck, to have no effort in your neck. And then we'll point the points of the elbows toward the sky. Again, relax your neck. You might feel yourself relax the heads of your arms as well. And slowly, as you exhale, lift your head just sort of right up in the center so that you can look at your belly. Now relax your head, relax your neck. So you're really supporting all of the weight of your head in your hands. And we'll take in a breath here and a breath out. And as you breathe in, just begin to turn so that you're looking toward your right knee with your left elbow. So you're almost pointing toward your right knee with your left elbow. And we'll exhale back to center. And as you inhale, point your right elbow toward your left knee. And as you exhale, come back to center. And we'll begin again, inhaling, pointing toward the right knee with the left elbow. And exhale back to center. Let your head be heavy. Let your neck come to a place of zero effort. And inhaling, pointing the opposite way. And we'll exhale back to center. And as you inhale, slowly draw your head back toward the earth. Maybe even lengthening the back of your neck as you set your head down. And now we'll extend the fingertips toward the sky. Extend the arms toward the sky with the palms facing one another. And let the heads of the arms become a little bit heavier. And now we'll slowly draw the knees toward one another. And as you exhale, extend your right leg toward the sky. You might feel the small of your back press into the floor a little bit. Now enliven your right leg, maybe flex the foot, maybe point the foot. And then if it feels okay to do so, as you exhale, extend your left leg toward the sky in just the same way. Now you can relax your neck completely here. Let your back of your throat sort of soften. Even as you enliven the legs, maybe taking a little bit of space between the legs, maybe a foot of space between the feet, a foot of space between the knees. Beautiful. Stay alive through the hands. Maybe spread the fingertips wide. And now as you exhale, feel almost as though someone were pulling your hands straight up. And they were pulling so much that your head and your shoulders can't help but come from the floor as well. And as you inhale, release back down. And again, as you exhale, feel as though someone were pulling your hands
lifting your head, lifting your shoulders, and inhale back down. And one more just like that. Feel like there's almost no effort as your hands are being lifted. Maybe your head is the last thing to leave the floor. And slowly release back down as you inhale. And now on an exhalation, release your hands to your sides, turning the palms to face the floor. And if it feels okay to do so, on your next exhalation, slowly release your right leg toward the earth straight. Strong leg. Beautiful. That takes so much work. And on your next exhalation, release your left leg all the way down. Beautiful. Turn the palms to face the sky. And as you breathe in, clench every part of your body. Maybe make a fist, maybe make your face into that, oh, I just ate an entire lime face. Clench your toes. And on an exhalation, release completely. See if you can relax your body as deeply as you can possibly relax it. And then try that one more time as you breathe in. Engage every single part of your body. Engage your ears. And as you exhale, let it all go. Beautiful. Oh, I could feel that. Nice. Now we'll slowly draw the knees toward the chest. And just rock from side to side. And now we'll roll to your favorite side and use the arms to slowly draw yourself back up to sit. So we'll be taking two blocks toward the front of your mat. And we'll be placing them right underneath your shoulders as you come to a tabletop position. Now, generally this feels pretty stable, but would you just, for me, experiment with sort of pushing into them and make sure that you're not going to slide all over the floor. If it doesn't feel stable, I would ask that you turn around and come as close to the wall as possible and push your blocks into the wall. Don't even worry about it. I'd rather be safe than sorry. Good. Let's inhale and lengthen the spine here. Just make sure that your index fingers or your middle finger is pointing toward the front of the mat, just sort of depending on what feels best for your wrist. And with your next exhalation, we'll tuck the toes under and we'll lift the hips to a supported downward facing dog. Now this might feel different and you might notice that you need something different here. And if you do, feel free to adjust. Everyone looks beautiful though. Everyone's spines are nice and long. Good. Now, use that same energy that we have been working with this morning, sort of letting the pose unfold naturally with your body. So that means moving as you are called to move, letting your truest version of this downward facing dog sort of arise from what's naturally happening in your body. Good. Now with your next breath in, let's step the right foot forward between the hands, sort of coming to a nice supported runner's lunge here. And we want to make sure that the right knee is right over top of the ankle and not moving forward. Good. You might even want to adjust your blocks so you have some more space there, bringing them into the highest position. Good. Now really feel what it feels like to have your heart move forward in space as your shoulder blades draw down the back. Good. So we're channeling just some this nice line from our left heel all the way out through the crown of the head, letting the shoulders be soft. Beautiful. And remember, you can always lower the left knee to the floor if that feels better for your body. Beautiful. Good. Now slowly, maybe bring the right hand to the top of the right thigh. And slowly, maybe bring the left hand to the top of the left thigh. And maybe now you decide, oh, I want to drop that left knee down. Good, then hands come to the heart. And as you inhale, release your hands down toward earth and then sweep them around and up overhead, lifting through the heart, softening through your shoulders. Good. Yes, and again here, take your time to move into this space, to approach it from a place that assumes that there's constant movement in the body. There's constant fluctuations in the body. And that is a beautiful, necessary, wonderful thing that you should feel free to support here in your practice. Now, as you inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to your blocks. And then we'll plant the left hand on the left block. And you can keep it in the high position, or you can bring it down somewhere lower. And we'll bring the right hand to the right hip. And lengthen the body here. Maybe look forward. And as you exhale, turn to face the right. And maybe extend your right hand toward the sky. Good. Now, if it works for you, as you inhale, slowly untwist. Maybe brushing the floor with the right hand. And as you exhale, come back into that twist. Remember, doing what feels right. If it feels right to continue to work in this way, inhaling and untwisting, exhaling and retwisting, do that. If it feels better to stay put and sort of feel what you feel and explore what there is to be explored, in either place here, do that. Notice what you feel. And as you inhale, untwist. We'll bring our blocks flat to the floor again. And on an exhalation, move back to downward facing dog with hands supported on the blocks. Good. Now, as you breathe in, lower your knees to the floor. And as you breathe out, let your hips drop back so that your booty is moving toward your heels. Keeping your hands on the blocks, maybe moving the blocks forward on the floor, letting the head become heavy, getting some real openness through the shoulders as you connect with your blocks. Good. Get yourself sort of breathe into the back of the heart as we're softening. Into the mid-back. This is too much. Slowly come back to that table position on an inhale, supporting the hands with your blocks. And on an exhalation, tucking the toes under, lifting the hips again toward downward facing dog. Notice how being in downward facing dog like this, with your hands elevated,
changes this posture for you. Maybe you're finding something in a different part of your back. Maybe your lower back feels a little more freedom. Maybe the softening in the back of the heart comes more easily. Maybe your heels descend in a different way. Move your hips back just a tad. And on an inhalation, whenever it feels right to you, bring your left foot forward. Really come into that lunge, and just sort of luxuriating with the length of your body and moving the blocks in a way that feels logical and intuitive at the same time. Shoulders moving away from your ears softly. Lengthening. Nice. And move the body here in whatever way feels right. Let me soften through your left toes just a little bit. And we'll slowly bring one and then both hands to the top of your left thigh, remembering you can always readjust here and lower the right knee down to the earth. Good, and then hands come to the heart. Notice what effect hands at the heart has on your balance. We'll release the hands down as you breathe in, circling them around and up overhead. Good, now this time let's bring the hands to the back of your head, interlacing your fingers and gazing up just enough so that you can let your head become heavy, let your neck relax and your hands really take over here. This is so wonderful, sort of for opening through the front of the body, opening the shoulders, and refining all that balancing can bring to us. Good, now on this side, let's twist in a different way. Let's sort of gaze forward again and bring the arms out to T. Taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, twist to your left. Your right arm will move forward. Your left arm will move back. Inhale back to center. And let's exhale and twist to the right. And inhale, come back to center. Balancing is challenging here. I don't have to tell you that, but I'm just affirming that whatever you're feeling here is normal. Totally normal. I mean, my gosh, I feel it right here. I'm just going to continue to point out the obvious today. So this sort of... Remember that whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking, is totally normal. Let's inhale back to center when it comes to you. And as you exhale, reach the fingertips up and then forward onto the floor. Let's slowly step the right foot forward to meet the left. And come to a supported forward fold. Maybe even if it's easy for you to bring your hands to the floor, bring them to your blocks and really let your head become heavy. You might not even really be putting weight into those blocks. Let's just feel what that feels like. Let the back of the neck open, the back of the heart open. Find some real softness in that beautiful foundation that you've created in your feet. So you've got your weight in the center of your heel. Sort of making a triangle with the space behind your big toe, the space behind your pinky toe. You're so well supported there.
fingers feel soft through the toes and the space in between the toes. Now with the hands on the blocks, as you breathe in, let's come up halfway. Lift the back of the heart and lengthen the spine, and maybe even look forward. And as you exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. And again, as you breathe in, come up halfway, lift the back of the heart, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, fold to the crown of the head and heavy. Now let's do that one more time, really drawing the tops of the shoulders away from your ears. Nice. And exhale, fold. And now rooting down into those feet. As you breathe in, rise all the way up to stand, sweeping the arms out to the sides, up overhead. And as you exhale, bring your hands to your heart. Let your body feel gravity. Let your elbows feel gravity. At the base of the spine, feel gravity. See where your body sort of naturally goes here. With no force, with no forcing, just letting yourself feel your way. And now we'll release the hand. Good, now without disturbing yourself too much, take your blocks so that they're just about halfway down on the right side of your mat. And you might also want to put your bolster over there too. Disturbing ourselves now, so we won't disturb ourselves in a few minutes. And then come back to the front of your mat, bringing your feet somewhere between a foot apart and very close together, whichever feels best to you, where you can feel sort of your weight shift forward and back and then to neutral, where you can feel the base of the spine be heavy as the heart lightens and you smile through the collarbones. You draw the shoulders down the back. Gently, softly. And on an inhalation, sweep the arms around and up overhead. And as you exhale, bring the hands to the heart. And as you inhale, step your right foot back, just not quite one leg's length. And we'll have our hips sort of slowly moving toward, pointing toward the front of the mat as you release your right heel toward the earth. And we'll inhale the arms up high to the sky. And as you exhale, bend your left knee, coming to Virabhadrasana 1. And as you inhale, straighten that left knee. And as you exhale, bend. Good, now this time as you inhale, straighten, reach up through your pinky fingers. And as you exhale, bring the hands to the heart as you bend your left knee. Good, and we'll work that way, inhaling, sweeping the arms around and up overhead, straightening the left knee. And exhale, bend and bring the hands to the heart. Good. And we'll just move this way, sort of moving between an extension. Yeah, beautiful. Notice the right heel, where that heel begins to feel a little ungrounded. And see if you can recommit to feeling gravity there. And if that means maybe readjusting something, do that. Lately, it feels very important for me to remind everyone that, including myself, that this isn't a show. This isn't a production that we're putting on. This is our practice. And if something doesn't feel right, you should just switch it. Nobody is going to worry too much. If you need to move that right foot out to the right a bit, or if you need to readjust your shoulders, or just shake it out. We're not on stage. And the next time you find yourself in the up position, keep the legs straight, but bring the hands to the hips. And we'll turn your front toes, your left toes, so that they're also facing the long side of the mat. And just take a minute to adjust your feet so that both feet are pointing toward the long side of your mat. Your heels will be out slightly and your toes pointed in slightly. Good. Now just take a minute here to get to know your big toe. So oftentimes, or your big toes, unless you're missing one or two of them. So often in our practice, I feel like historically, I included have said to people, really focus on that pinky toe. And that's true a lot of the time. But right now, feel that big toe. Feel almost like you could pull your mat wider with your big toes. And we'll bring the hands to the hips and we'll inhale and lengthen the spine. Maybe roll the shoulders up, back, and down. And as you exhale, we'll begin to hinge from the hips, lowering the heart toward the floor. Let your head lag behind even. Almost like you're pointing with your chin. And then take a minute to sort of feel what you feel. Maybe micro bend the knees if you have a tendency to hyperextend. And then see if you can grab your props. We're going to ultimately be moving toward a place where our forehead is supported by a block. And that can take many forms. That can be a bolster with two blocks on top of it. That can be just one block underneath the head, or some configuration of that. And we're even though we're sort of breaking up the line that I normally talk so much about, the line of the spine, by the angle of the head here, I'm gonna give you another bolster. Ooh, that looks good actually. Good, let your forehead, your third eye to be massaged, be stimulated by the blocks, and then release your hands toward whatever they're reaching toward. If that's a bolster, if that's the floor, let that happen. Notice how this feels different, if at all, from practicing without something under your head. Notice whether this feels more supported, or if you feel even less supported. So, swallow and soften the back of the throat. Soften the space behind your ears. Good, now we'll slowly sort of bring yourself back into your legs, taking a micro bend of your knees so you can tap into the strength of your legs. And we'll slowly move whatever is underneath your forehead out of the way. Good, and bring your hands to your hips. And as you breathe in, press down into your big toe and with slightly bent knees, rise all the way up to stand. And now we're going to turn the opposite direction. So we're going to face the wall. Your right toes will point toward the wall. Your left toes move out to face the long side of the mat. And the points of your hips will face the same direction as your right big toe. Good. So we're going to move into warrior one on the second side. So if you need to adjust your stance, sometimes when we're doing that wide-legged forward fold, we take a much wider stance than we would for warrior one. Good. Now as you breathe in, release your hands down and then sweep them out to the sides and up overhead. And as you exhale, begin to bend your right knee, bringing your hands to your heart. And as you breathe in, begin again, releasing the hands, sweeping the arms around and up overhead. And as you breathe out, again, come back into that place, hands to the heart, bending the knee. Good. And now with our left heel sort of in the center of the room, sort of back where the energy is usually flowing up this channel, see if that can bring a little more connection, a little more sense of being anchored into the left heel. And the next time you find yourself in the up position, stay there. Take in a full breath. And as you breathe out, step your left foot forward to meet the right. Wonderful. Now we're exhaling and releasing the hands down. And we'll move sort of into the upside down portion of our program. So if you are a distance from the wall, you may wish to move your mat close to the wall. And I think this is a good idea even if you feel totally fine doing your headstand in the middle of the room. And so I said that we would work in steps, and that is true. Begin with a couple of different versions of a dolphin push-up. So you'll begin simply by coming to all fours, hands and knees. And then lowering your elbows down to the floor, just beneath your shoulders. And one way to tell if your elbows are close enough together is to sort of reach opposite hands across and grab your elbows. And then bring your hands back forward again. Good. And you can either bring the palms to the floor, bringing about an inch between your thumbs, or you can clasp your hands. And when you clasp them in this version of headstand, Shirshasana 1, it's almost like you're just holding your own hand, like in a way that you would hold someone's hand where your fingertips are interlaced. Good, now from here, we're not going straight into headstand. We're going to do a couple of preparatory movements. You can stay here, or if it feels right to you, tuck the toes under and lift the hips high to the sky. Good. This is dolphin. Now just look forward, either toward your hands or into that space between the hands. We want no weight on our head right now. We're going to be lowering the heart down toward the hands. So if you do that and it feels too intense or you realize you're too close to the wall, readjust. If you do it and it feels too intense, you can do this same movement from the knees, where you lower the heart toward the hands and press back up. Where you exhale and lower the heart to the hands And you inhale and press back up. So the head is lifted. Yes, beautiful. You're just doing a few push-ups. And I would bring your elbows closer together. You're going to get more.
Okay.
Yeah. Rest in child's pose, and I will just give you my thoughts on headstand, because aside from David, I don't think that any of the rest of us have done headstand together. So we're not going to be putting much weight on our head at all. In fact, I like to practice this where you could almost stick a piece of paper between my head and the floor when I'm in this version of headstand. That means that your arms, your shoulders, your core, and your legs are going to be doing a lot of work here. My general rule of thumb is that if you can do 5 of those dolphin push-ups, you are strong enough in the shoulders and in the core to find your way into an unsupported version of headstand. If that feels, if you know that you can't do 5 of those, then you, there, trust me, there are other things we can do along the way. But in order to feel really safe in the pose, I would say add those little dolphin push-ups to your practice, and in time, the strength will come. So now let's slowly come back up. Good. So if you would like to just turn your attention over towards me for just a second. Our hands look like this in this version of headstand. Our head is sort of cradled by the heel, or what is this part?
The meat.
The meat of
The dorsum.
Yeah, it's, but is there like a common name that we would, I don't know, the meat of the thumb.
Yeah. Thumb heel.
It's kind of like a panhandle. not really, but so anyway, that's where your head is supported. And we're pushing down into the elbows so the tops of the shoulders move away from the ears. The shoulder blades move down the back. That being said, here is step one. And pardon my posterior being just out there. The elbows are right beneath my shoulders. Then I take a minute to move my head back. And I'm hardly putting any weight on my head. And already here, I begin to drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. This could be your pose. Just working with that, moving that down the back. If you're ready to continue on, come to dolphin, drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. And then slowly begin to walk the feet in. Walk, 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 walk. This could be your pose, dropping the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. One knee toward the chest. This could be your pose. Walk, 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 walk. I prefer knees to come in, tops of the shoulders away from the ears. One leg, second leg. Sorry that my belly is being exposed. Tops of the shoulders away from the ears. And we come down with as much control as we come in. Yes, this is more difficult up front than if you were to just kick up. But I want you to be doing headstand until your waning years of life, and doing it this way will protect your cervical spine. If you kick up, you could be in a wackadoo position with your neck. You could do all sorts of things that might injure you. And I think when done safely, this is a very safe pose. But that being said, it requires a lot of muscle control. And so I want you all just to feel like the support of this room. Wherever you are is okay. Wherever you are, I have been there. And it has felt weird the first 100 times I did this pose. But you just get back on that horse. Okay, so does everyone feel like they have an option? Okay. So just turn to face the wall. Hold your own hand like you're romantically holding your hands. And it doesn't matter which thumb is on the top unless it matters to you. And then move your head back so that you're pressing the back of your hand into the panhandle of your thumb. Good. And I'm just going to throw this out there that just about everyone can bring their elbows closer in. Yeah, you're going to get more from your triceps and from all of the big muscles in your back. Good, yeah, walk, 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 walk. Beautiful. There was so much control there. I'm just giving you like a million thumbs up. That was so great.
Is this work for the head?
Well, see, actually, I do it like this, where they're like this, and you push your head back right there. That is the awkward feeling part. It's not, yes, exactly like that. That's the part that I think takes the most getting used to. Kim, I would actually change your hands up so that they're like this.
Is that not?
Oh, I thought you had more like this where you're actually cradling the back of the hands. But maybe you didn't.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
So then your head is back here and they're pressing into the. Yes, exactly like that. I think there you're more likely to get into your muscles as opposed to using your head and your neck. Good shoulders. Beautiful. Kim looks good. Your shoulders look great.
Okay.
Don't worry about it feeling weird. It does. It totally feels weird. Looks oh, your spine looks great. How does that feel? Yes, oh good. You're on to something then. Oh, it looks great though. Your spine looks great. Oh, and I forgot to tell you the most important thing. You, even if your feet never leave the ground, even if your knees never leave the ground, you are in an inversion. You're stimulating the crown of the head lightly. Your heart is over your head, so you're getting all of these wonderful benefits. Goodness gracious, I get all wound up in the minutia, and I forget to tell you the absolute, positively most important piece of information. Please wave at me or call me over if you want more of anything. And when you have had enough, you can come first to child's pose. And then let's practice legs up the wall once we've done this. And you can practice that in any number of ways. Coming in, just come to kneel on one side of the mat, rolling onto your back, swinging the legs up the wall, and just snugging your bum close to the wall, taking an arm position that is supportive, maybe bringing the arms up overhead, maybe bringing the soles of the feet together. Just let yourself sort of settle in to the low back. Beautiful. Oh, shoulders are beautiful. Yeah. Oh, that was so cool. I love seeing that space open up. And feel free, even once you're kind of resting and back in legs up the wall, if you have questions, please wave at me. I'm here for you, and I want you to feel like you can ask anything about that. Let the low and mid back really release here. Let the shoulders release. Maybe rock the head from left to right. The arches of the feet soften. As you're ready, draw your knees toward your chest. Although, feel no rush. And then we'll roll to your favorite side. And although we practice that in a very controlled, safe manner, there is always the potential for us to sort of compress the neck, compress the cervical spine. So it's good to practice something that will release that after we practice shoulder stand or headstand. And slowly, as you're ready, let's come back to a seat. And we'll prepare for a supported version of pitch, Matsyasana. And I thought that today it might be nice to practice a restorative version that combines fish and Supta Baddha Konasana. So we'll bring the soles of the feet together, leaving a comfortable distance for you between your heels and your pelvis, and support your outer knees with your blocks. And then we're going to recline over the bolster, bringing the bolster under your heart, so the top line of the bolster is right at your armpits. Now, if this feels too intense, place either a blanket underneath your head, and you might help doing that, or if it feels really too intense, instead of the bolster, you can roll a blanket. Can I bring anyone anything? Oh yeah, everybody looks just great. Wonderful. So in our headstand, our Shirshasana, we stimulated the crown of the head, the Sahasrara chakra. And now we're moving into our throat, Visuddha, into our heart, Anahata. And in this place, just let your breaths come
be with the rise and the fall of the body as you are breathed. And if it makes sense to do so, begin to imagine a white light moving into your heart center as you breathe in.
And then if it feels right to do so, as you breathe out, visualize all tension leaving your body. Sometimes it's helpful to imagine that tension leaving the body as muddy water or black smoke. Something just so you can watch it move from you. And we'll slowly begin to bring the knees toward one another. And then let the knees as a unit fall to your favorite side. And roll over onto that side. And we'll again bring ourselves up to a seat. But don't worry, we won't be here for long. We'll keep that going sort of with the soles of the feet together, although you may wish to remove the blocks from under your knees, because you might wish to place a block ultimately on your instep. And we'll bring the hands to the fronts of your shins. And as you inhale, lengthen the spine. Maybe gaze up. And as you breathe out, begin to draw your heart forward as though you were being led across the room by your heart. And at the last minute, when you first begin to feel tension, when you first feel your edge, tuck the chin. And then soften. Let your head soften. Let your chest soften. Let your belly soften. There's nowhere you need to get to. Just let yourself be supported and at the same time fall and fall and fall.
In the body and in the mind, just dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. Forehead.
releasing. And then slowly begin to make your way back up to a seat, walking yourself back up. We'll slowly bring the knees together, and with your strap nearby, begin to recline. Sort of come to center with the soles of the feet on the floor and the knees pointing toward the sky. Find your anchor. And when you found your anchor, slowly begin to unroll your strap and loop it around the top of your, or the bottom of your right foot, and extend your right foot toward the sky. And let your arms just sort of dangle from that strap. And we'll take a minute here just to press the tops of the shoulders toward the floor, the heads of the arms toward the floor, and feel both sort of sides of your low body, your lower back, connecting with the floor. Now we'll begin to energize the right leg, maybe flexing that foot as you begin to draw the right heel away from you. So you're pushing it away from you. And at the same time, press those shoulders down toward the floor. Feel the back of the head cradled by the earth. And then if it feels right to do so, extend your left leg out onto the floor. So we'll press the left heel, the left calf, the left side of your sacrum into the floor as you continue to push the right heel away from you. As the shoulders continue to press into the floor. Now we'll slowly begin to bend the right knee just enough so that you can lower that right foot to the floor. And sort of readjust here. Before you begin on the second side, come back to center with both feet on the floor, where you really feel the length of the spine connecting with the earth, the shoulders, the back of the body. So you can imagine your breath moving into the back of your lungs. If it makes sense, shake your head no a few times. And then as you are ready, loop the strap around the sole of the left foot and extend it toward the sky. And we'll press the tops of the shoulders toward the floor.
feel which parts of your back, which parts of your body connect with the earth in this place. And just let your arms hang, sort of holding onto the strap, but not much effort in the arms as you begin to press your heel away from you. And as you do that, the shoulders might want to float up off the floor. Let them be heavy. Find balance, find equilibrium between the right and the left side of the body. And if it feels right, begin to extend your right leg straight out onto the floor, pressing the heel and the calf into the floor, pressing the low back and the shoulders into the floor as that heel of the left foot moves away from your body. Almost like you are actively trying to lower it down to the floor, and but for that strap, it would move toward the floor. And now just take a soft bend of the left knee and relax your grasp on your strap as you lower the heel all the way down to the floor. Now let's find center again. Maybe bring the soles of the feet back to the floor, but this time take them wide. Take them as wide as your mat, if not wider. And we'll take in a full breath here. And as you breathe out, keeping your feet where they are, let your knees fall toward the right. Let your gaze fall to the right as well. See if you can let go through the front of the left thigh. Through the back of the left hip, through the face. And on an inhalation, come back to center. You can sort of readjust here, bringing your sacrum back underneath your body, and take in a full breath. As you breathe out, let your knees fall to the left, keeping your feet where they are. So you have just some nice space between the legs, and the gaze shifts to the left as well. Relaxing through the top of your right thigh, the quadricep, the back, the right hip. Slowly inhaling back to the center. And then moving in whatever way your body would like to be moved before moving into your pose of final rest. Making it your most comfortable, your most supported version of Shavasana. Let Let your eyelids become heavy. Feel yourself softening. Your toes. All the way beyond the crown of your head. Softening both the back and the front of the body. The left and the right side of the body. Begin to bring your awareness back into your body. Notice the points of contact between your body and the earth. Begin to breathe more deeply. Notice how that deepening of the breath invites more movement into your body.
and let that movement sort of come back to you in a natural way. Maybe just noticing what movements come naturally. And then if it feels okay to do so, bring your hands, your cupped hands, over your eyes. And let your fingertips just sort of tap your forehead. There's no right or wrong way to do this. And then just let that tapping move into your hair and onto your scalp. And then relax your arms. And slowly draw your knees toward your chest. And just rock from side to side. Until that rocking brings you to your favorite side. And then as you are ready, slowly begin to make your way back to your tall seat, your luminous seat. I thought we could end our practice by chanting Om one time all together. We'll take a full cycle of breath before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. With us in this room. Thank you for sharing your practice with this space. Thank you for holding this space so that we could really tap into that expectation of unfolding of joy today in our practice. May you expect joy on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.